This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Damian Lillard has not played for the Milwaukee Bucks in almost a month. March 18th, they shut him down with deep vein thrombosis in his calf, a.k.a. blood clot in his calf. We got an update today that he is progressing. His blood clot is shrinking in his calf, but he will not be available to start the playoffs.
I talked to Dame 3-4 days ago. And just checking in with him, seeing how he's doing, and he was really pushing, like, no, there's a chance I could come back. It won't be immediately. And look, of all of the ailments I've ever had, blood clot is not one of them. I thought, and I've talked to a few doctors about this, and the same course of action was laid out across the board for every single one of them. And they go, yeah, you go on blood thinners for a minimum of 90 days to 6 months. Like, that's standard. That's how you treat it. And so when I was talking to Dame, I was like, I thought you had to be on this for at least 90 days. Like, I know you started a little bit before the news broke, but like, that's still a ways out, man. And he goes, that's standard for 65-year-olds, like average humans, not prime level athletes that have all of the treatment and care in the world, which was a bit eye opening to me. I was like, oh. It is a real possibility. He goes, yeah, we monitor it basically like an everyday situation to see, we track it. Is it getting smaller? Is it getting better? And once it's gone, basically you have to clear certain hurdles, but there is a path where if the Bucks, let's say the Bucks knock off the Pacers in the first round, which is going to be a difficult proposition without Dame, but say they do, there is a chance that he could theoretically come back, which I did not think was on the table. I thought was all BS when that was first kind of announced, but he explained to me that no, there actually is. Now Dame's a lunatic and he's gonna do everything he can.
Well, I also think him not being 7 feet tall or close to 7 feet tall obviously helps.
Super helpful. Also,
Chris Bosh, who's not 7 feet either, but he's right significantly there. Taller than Dame. He was on blood thinners and his was in a different location for a very long time.
Yeah. And well, he's on them for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Because he had to reappear. That's the problem. But for Dame, it did appear later in life. So it probably is kind of a one-off thing. And I asked him about are they doing anything different as far as the NBA, like, is there new treatments, new regimens, new scans, new anything? Like, is there a reason why we've seen kind of a rise in them? And he told me, he goes, I'm aware of. He goes, with mine, I thought it was just the lingering calf issue, because he's been dealing with that since he was here. His calf has had issues. And they did an MRI, but they also did an ultrasound. And then the ultrasound is where they found it. And I didn't know this either, that apparently like blood clots can be painful. Like the blood clot itself can be like the thing that causes the issue, which I had no idea. I thought it was just kind of a thing. It was like, oh, it feels a bit like a knot. But no, that ultimately was the issue there. And from what I've been able to gather, it's not like the NBA is like looking around and like trying to find them more often, or I guess they're just happening to look at some like damaged tissue stuff and opting for ultrasounds more readily.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, the ultrasound is a lot easier to do than the MRI.
Yeah.
You would think that would almost kind of be the default go-to, but I'm not that familiar with like how you look at it or how you kind of figure that out. But, yeah, it's kind of a weird situation, but again, Dame's gonna do everything he can to play because he's a sicko. I'll share this here. Like, I just don't want him playing if there's any risk at all. I think I just because he's crazy enough to try it.
Yeah, no, I mean it's scary.
They got to protect him from himself.
Yeah, and he is not going to be there for the start of the playoffs. We will see if he's there at all. I wouldn't imagine that we see him in the postseason, not because of his recovery, but I don't know how long the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be in the playoffs.
That's the thing, is that, look, that Pacers team is pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
That Pacers team is pretty good, man. I don't know if anybody's been watching Tyrese Haliburton this year. He's been really good.
And Milwaukee was playing well at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Pat Connaughton, 43 points, baby.
Let's go. Planet Pat.
43-11-5.
But that is still, it's an uphill climb, yeah, especially in a 7-game series where
you don't have a primary ball handler.
Taken away, man.
What Giannis has done this year, I know it's kind of adjacent here, but is it weird to you how we look at Giannis now? Almost as an afterthought, averaging 31-11-6, like nothing.
Well, there's that, but it's also, it's the Giannis fatigue. It's also, we're having Jokic fatigue. Jokic finished the year
averaging
a triple-double, and people are like, yeah, not going to win the MVP this year.
The only center to ever do it.
Yet that is the reason Russell Westbrook won the MVP.
And he did it at a level significantly more efficiently than Russ could ever dream of.
Russ was chasing rebounds at the end of games, and Jokic was like, I did? That's amazing. Yeah. I did that. I didn't even know I did that. Yeah. That's pretty neat.
Speaking of impressive feats by Nikola Jokic, third in points per game, third in rebounds per game, second in assists per game, and second in steals per game. Nobody has ever done that in the top 10 even in each of those categories.
And he's top three in all of them.
He's a freak.
No.
I love watching him.
He might be one of the three most talented players to ever play the game.
Yeah. All right.
Well, it's insane.
God bless Nikola Jokic. And Dame Lillard, huh? Who may or may not be playing.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.